You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One trip was only the beginning.
And I'm gonna go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1.
The protection, man, open for it. Touchdown, A.J. Barner, the tight end.
The second trip was eye-opening.
Darren Waller, 25-1 as he makes his 2025 debut.
Caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
The third, shocking.
And for Denver, how about Bo Nix? Because Bo knows at QB, calls his own number, 14-1.
Nix wants it on the ground. Touchdown, Denver.
Four straight trips to Femi's Island seemed impossible. But for Femi, the impossible is now probable.
For the 49ers, we've got a lot of Tanjis. Jake Tanjis at 20-1.
Short drop over the middle, wide open. Touchdown. The tight end Tanjis into the end zone. Go figure.
What's his secret?
Ray's Sports Almanac.
He says this book will tell me the outcome of every sporting event till the end of the century. All I have to do is bet on the winner, and I'll never lose.
Tune in Monday as Femi Abebefe attempts to hit five straight first touchdown scores only on Femi's Island.
And I'll see you on the island. I mean, how about that? Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Great job by our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who will be joining us here shortly with our usual headlines. Look, thinking back and reflecting on it, it's been a hell of a run. And shout out to our guy Russ, with a little bit of the Ross that we're dripping on that thing there. It was a lot of fun just thinking about all of those TD bets cashing. And sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle and you stay hot. And we're going to try to stay hot. Chiefs at the Jaguars. Once again, Monday night. Tune in for the island Monday at 6:40 here on You Better You Bet. I know I've been getting Sunday stuff for the international. No, sorry. It's the international games at 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast. It's a damn miracle that I'm even up for that game, to be quite honest. So you're not going to get an island bet for that one. But Monday Night Football, you will get an island bet coming up at 6:40 on Monday. So yeah, we can smile about that. Unfortunately, the Survivor, that's over. But the island was amazing, and we will look to make it five in a row. 40 minutes from now, though, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos to go more in-depth on our Survivor defeat at the hands of the 49ers. They beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. In 20 minutes, we'll break down some of the most popular bets, not just in the NFL, but also in college football. I'm looking at what's the most popular bets that are out there for this weekend's games and how I'm looking to bet those games. Some of them I'm with the public. Some of them I'm against. We'll outline that in 20 minutes from now here on You Better You Bet. But I will say this before we bring Bill on, and we'll talk a little bit more about it later on in this segment. Like, Mac Jones does deserve a lot of credit for last night. Honestly, that was probably the best game of his career. And that dude had a banged up knee. He was dehydrated, apparently, having the cramps and all this stuff. And he was getting drilled, especially in the second half. 33 of 49, 342, two touchdowns. Like, Mac Jones does deserve his flowers for what he did last night. McCorkle, and he had that suit last night, too. The two-faced getup that he was rocking. If you haven't seen it, go search it on social media. But Mac Jones does deserve credit for getting that one done. And that was a culture win for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers to improve to 4-1, now with three wins over NFC West rivals. But let's go ahead and get to some of the big stories from throughout today in the world of sports with our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who joins us each and every weekday here at 3:20. Bill, great job with the imaging heading into this segment here. It does bring a smile to my face, reflecting on all of these tickets that I've cashed with the first tee. And Jake Tonjes, this is the latest just last night.
It's been quite a run, Femi. I think the movie rights might be coming out here soon for you. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, you can't even encapsulate it. It's the type of drama that you can only see in the movies. You can't think it's going to happen in real life, but it's happening to you.
Yeah, here it is. I got Biff's Almanac going on. I got the script. I can tell you, but you'll have to wait until 6:40 on Monday as to who's going to score the first touchdown between the Chiefs and the Jaguars. But yes, it's been a hell of a run. And like we said, like, the reason why I love taking on these long shots, because like, it's so hard to find out who's the first touchdown scorer. Like, it's impossible unless you have like the game plan, which I don't have, you know? So it's like, hey, let's take some long shots. Some guys that are on the field in those moments, going to be targeted or whatever. And you hit a few of them, pays for the whole season. We've hit 4 in a row. Now we're playing with the house's money the rest of the way this 2025 regular season. So enjoy it. Let's try to stay hot, though, with Monday night Jags hosting Kansas City. But enough of that, Bill. Let's get to the pressing items that we have for us today. What's the number one thing we need to know this Friday afternoon?
Well, Femi, we're going to get to some football items, but let's start on the diamond because last night the Yankees cruise in game 3 of their wild card series, beating the Boston Red Sox 4-0. Yankees got all 4 of their runs in the fourth off Connerly early. Cam Schlittler was incredible. 8 innings, a shutout ball, 12 strikeouts. He was totally dominant, Femi, as the Yankees advance and will face the Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow.
I was mesmerized by this Schlittler performance last night. Like, this was on the second screen experience, obviously dialed into what was going on between the Niners and the Rams. But I couldn't look away. When Schlittler was on the mound, of course, as somebody who bet Boston to win the series and wanted to see the Red Sox win it and get to the ALDS, like, I was clearly watching, hey, let's get some offense going. Let's get the bats going. And he never could do it. Like, a rookie in a playoff game, do or die, against your heated rival, one of the best rivalries in sports, not just baseball. Go 8 innings, 12 Ks. That's stuff of legends, man. Like, that is a legendary performance by Cam Schlittler. And who knows? Maybe he caught lightning in a bottle. And maybe, like, he never performs to this level again in his career in October. But for one night, like, that dude looked unhittable. He was incredible in the game. And the crowd kept feeding off of it. And he brought confidence to this Yankee team. And they got going. Obviously, the fourth inning was the big inning where they got the 4 runs off of our guy Early. Like, who I backed him, yeah, but it was a game where I didn't know what pitcher would show up. Apparently, it was Schlittler instead of our guy Connelly early, but like, that fourth inning was all he needed. I was kind of hoping that they would let him go out there and finish the game. He only had 107 pitches. Now, obviously, you don't want to leave him in there too late, and all of a sudden, maybe Boston gets going in the ninth, but with the way he was pitching, Boston had no shot. I mean, you could have put him out there for 12 innings if you wanted to, maybe. Like, he was that good. He was that dominant. And it's got to give Aaron Boone a lot of confidence going forward, saying, hey, like, we got this guy in addition to what we also have in the rotation. Like, we can count on Cam Schlittler. So I thought it was a massive, massive performance. And maybe this is the start of something special with Cam Schlittler becoming like a Yankee legend. And maybe he has this big run in this month of October, because that was incredible. And unfortunately for the Red Sox, this series was lost in game 2. Like, that's the problem. Like, Boston had a chance in game 2, tied up at 3, had some errors in the field. Like, This was lost in game two. And when they go back and they go back to Boston, which I'm sure they already are now, maybe some guys have even gone on vacation as they've gotten back to Boston. Maybe they have to do the exit interviews and all that stuff. But when they get some time to reflect this weekend, maybe next weekend, maybe in a month, they're going to be kicking themselves after what happened in game two of this series, because that was the gettable game. That was the game that if they won it, obviously they would advance to the ALDS, but they never had a chance last night. Not with the way that Cam Schuller was pitching on the mound. And when you blow a game...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, it seems like we've lost Femi here. His internet will be back with us in just a minute. And
I think he has returned. We are back as lost the internet and also lost the money he would pay for with that Red Sox bet, unfortunately. But like, it's like, that is the kind of game though that you kick yourself having lost game two on Wednesday night. So yeah, for the Yankee bettors, kudos to you. They're a very, very dangerous team. I think they probably should be the favorites to win the American League. And I'm saying that as a Mariners fan. This Yankees team is talented. And if we end up getting Yankees Mariners in the ALCS, despite the home field advantage, I would like New York in the series. So I think the Yankees are going to end up going to the World Series. And last night was the big step in making that move to the Fall Classic later on this month. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi, one other baseball game to discuss that finished after our show went off the air yesterday, and that's the Chicago Cubs. They advanced to the NLDS, where they will face the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. Cubs handled business yesterday against the Padres, winning 3-1. Yu Darvish got the Padres in trouble early. The two runs the Cubs got in the second were enough. 13 pitchers pitched in this one. And Femi, even Pete Crow Armstrong, who has been in a slump for months, delivered 3 hits for the Cubbies.
PCA, how about multi-hit game? Is he back? Many are asking. But no, in all seriousness, he was very, very big at the plate. And like, I've been criticizing a lot, saying that he's been playing cricket with some of the stuff that he's been swinging at. But like, he was awesome last night. Of course, defensively, he's like a rock star out there at center field. Like that, you already expect that to happen every single night. But to him to have the offense as well, that's what you needed. And shout out Michael Bush, too. 3-for-4 from the leadoff spot, a home run. Yu Darvish in a big spot. Of course. Of course Yu Darvish got off to a slow start and only lasted an inning in the game. Like that's a classic Yu Darvish big moment kind of a performance. Like, he's never going to show up for you. But I will say this, though, about this game, because like obviously for the Cubs, I like the Cubs prior to the start of the series. Happy to see them advance as we won money off of that. Like, I mean, you can't talk about this game without talking about some of the the calls behind the plate of the umpires. I mean, whoever that ump is, buddy, next beer's on me. like there were some atrocious strike ball calls. Like, the ball is so low. Hey, ring them up. It's like, come on, dude. And I'll say this, because as bad as the umps were, I still have no sympathy for the way the Padres got bounced, and especially for the way that they acted after the game. I don't know if anybody saw the videos that were out there, like afterwards, like the umps are leaving, they're walking down to like to the dugout or whatever, and the Padres guys, they look like they wanted to fight the umpires. I'm like, hey, what are you gonna do? Like, Xander Bogaerts is like losing his mind. Other guys are losing their minds, like trying to get into the ump's face. It's like, are you really gonna fight these old dudes? Like, hey, come on, grow up. Like, for real, like, grow up. That's why you're going home. Because I'm sure at some point in 162 games, you probably benefited from a bad call. Like, this stuff all evens out at the end of the day. And it's hard to think about it that way when it happens in such a big moment. But, like, is that why you lost? No. You lost because your pitcher is a bum in big spots and you really couldn't hit the bullpen for the Cubs. Like, and your bullpen kind of wore out in this series. So that's why you're going home. It's not just because of one call. It's frustrating. I get it. And you work 162 games for that moment to try to advance. Didn't happen. Wasn't in the cards. See you later. Have a fun winter. And we'll check back with you guys in April, as we typically do. This Padres team that every October, everyone says, you don't want to face the Padres. Well, the Cubs didn't have any issue. They're moving on. Padres are going on vacation. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, let's get to some NFL notes here, because we know the 49ers beat the Rams last night behind the arm of Mac Jones. Don't need to get into too many more details about that one. But we may be seeing more of Jones, as Kyle Shanahan says that Brock Purdy is going to be listed as week to week after he aggravated his toe injury. Femi, it may be Mac Jones next week, because Purdy's status is certainly up in the air for the Niners game against Tampa.
Yeah, that's a big one, obviously. Like, Brock Purdy is their starting quarterback for a reason. I know people want to do the whole, like, is there a quarterback controversy? Like, no. Like, look how much money they're paying Brock Purdy. Like, Brock Purdy's gone to a Super Bowl. What is the controversy? Like, they got a good performance from Mac Jones. We can also look at some of the other performances from Mac Jones. Like, look what he did against the Cardinals at home. Like, that's the guy you want to go with full-time? like, come on. Like, let's be for real here. But I will say this, though, with San Francisco, their team, when they get healthy, whenever that is, since they seem to be having bad luck now for a second consecutive year, like, they're obviously a contender. And it sounds like George Kittle's on his way back. Maybe not next week. That sounds like a long shot based on what Kyle Shanahan told the media earlier this afternoon. But in a couple weeks, if they get Kittle back, and maybe you can get Jennings back and Pearsall back, all of a sudden, this offense, which on paper back in July and August was like, whoa, this is a very dynamic team. If they can get close to fully formed, the Niners will be heard from. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to run away with the West. I find that hard to believe, but you have to consider this team as a legitimate Super Bowl contender if they can just stay healthy. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, the Texans will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens, and it does appear that the Ravens will, in fact, be without quarterback Lamar Jackson. But another one that has popped up this week, it looks like Kyle Hamilton will most likely miss this game as well. We've already talked about the other injuries that the Ravens are dealing with. Femi, those injuries have put the Texans as a 2.5-point road favorite.
Yes, 2.5 over at BetMGM, but I am seeing in other places in the market, Baltimore getting bet. How about this? Like, no Lamar, no Kyle Hamilton, no secondary damn near, banged up defensive line, and all of that movement towards Houston, we've reached the buy point for Baltimore. And the more I've thought about this game, I actually agree with this. I think by the time we get to Sunday, I'm curious to see where this goes, like later on today, Saturday, and early Sunday morning, but I think we're going to end up closing around 2. I'm just going to bet the Ravens to win the game. There's just a vibe to this game to where I think Houston just stinks. And maybe Baltimore stinks with all these injuries, but Houston does not deserve to be favored on the road. This should just be like a pick 'em. And if I'm going to get plus money with Cooper Rush, who's 9-5 in his career as a starter, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and grab that. So I agree with this movement. I like Baltimore to win the game on Sunday, despite a litany of injuries to the most important players on the team. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
I mean, let's just do 2 quick injuries here that are significant. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Bucky Irving will be out as the Bucs take on the Seahawks. And another one we're monitoring for the Raiders, Brock Bowers has not practiced all week. His status is up in the air.
Yeah, the Seattle one makes a lot of sense. I didn't understand why the openers last Sunday were 2.5. Bet that. And I bet, like, 2.5, 3, I think that makes a lot of sense. Now that we're to 3.5 or 4, I think we're just right where we need to be. As it pertains to the Raiders, it's a bummer because I do have Raiders +7 in pocket. I'm very, very concerned with no Bowers, no Colton Miller, and a team that does not look like they're very well coached despite being coached by a Super Bowl champion in Pete Carroll. On the other side, we'll talk about those popular betting sides in the NFL and college football to wrap up this hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.